the number of times that I would jump out of the pool and, hey, let's go get a snow cone. And now I'm like, can't have all that corn syrup. Or I'd run up to the, you know, the
like a good old popsicle, though. We could still rock a good old healthy popsicle. There's got to be better ones now. Not the freezy, not that tube of flavor ice.
But weren't the tubes good?
They would like burn your mouth because they were so flavored and sweet. Like, you know what I mean? It was like cold, artificial flavor.
So great. And then the flavor.
We like mainlined. We mainlined red dye, guys. We just put it right up in us.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Were you asleep or were you in the pool?
Well,
or were you asleep in the pool? I don't know.
I had been in the pool and then I'd gotten out. I don't know what day it is.
I'm sure.
So, now I was out and watching Gilmore Girls and then going to finish cleaning my closet.
Oh, that's a nice little day right there.
So, hey, welcome to Designer Cornbread Podcast, everyone.
Welcome. Episode 139. I got you. I got you, girl.
Hey, well, good, because I am officially in summer break. School is out. I am in summer break. And it did not even occur to me what day it was.
Y'all, I had to text her. And, you know, it's totally fine. No big deal. But I was like, about 10 minutes before we start, I was like, hey, get out the pool. Like, hey, what do you do? Because I know you're right, especially on your first few days of like, you don't know what is, I'm sure you don't know what's going on. So, but that sounds like you were having a wonderful day, which I'm very happy for you.
So we have I believe that our dear friend John Vonderbrugge coined this phrase, of Wrangler's disease. Mm. And I've felt it coming on for about a week now, which we would get toward the end of camp when camp was over. I mean, you would just collapse for like 3 days. You could not do anything.
And sometimes though, I think how it got named because it also would happen sometimes in camp. Like I just remember someone had it during camp, like where they were just out for like 2 days and you're like, what the heck happened to you? And they were like, Wrangler's disease. I'm like, okay.
The Wrangler's disease. Anyway, okay. So I told Holly when she was down here last week, I said, Wrangler's disease is coming on, but I can't have it for another week yet.
Yeah. She felt it. She was like, it's coming.
Had graduation and then we had graduation parties. And then I had to work the nursery at church. And then it was Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And then I had 2 days of in-service after that. Mm-hmm. So I am here to tell you that on Thursday, I crashed and burned.
She re-entered the atmosphere full speed, burnt out. Are you sucking on a cough drop right now?
I am. I'm sucking on a cough drop.
So
sorry.
You've been sick.
All this change in fronts coming in and out and all that.
Yes.
No, so I have done absolutely nothing from Thursday until Sunday. And Sunday I got myself up and went to church.
Oh, look at you. Look at you go.
And then we had a baptism after church. And so, I mean, I was active yesterday.
That's good, honey. You moved. You got out of the bed. You got dressed. You put clothes on.
I had to brush my teeth.
You had to brush your teeth. Oh, my word, you guys. Sometimes
today I've rejoined the land of the living, and I got up, and I got back on my treadmill and did all the stuff. And my goal today was to get my closet organized. So I did that until noon. And at noon, I got in the pool.
That's good. That's fair. You got to have balance. You got to break up that schedule. But,
and then I got out at 2 and ate a banana. Y'all are loving the thrill of my
day. You guys, it's a thrilling, it's a glamorous life. We don't want anyone to, don't fall in love with us right now. Okay, don't, just don't. Girls.
Well, I got a message that said, get out of the pool.
I went,
it's my day.
Get out, get up, get off Gilmore Girls, turn it off, and get to your studio.
I still have things in my closet to do, so.
That's all right. We'll finish up here, and then you know what? Since you don't have school tomorrow, you can probably hit that closet for another hour today and feel great and not even worry about it. Isn't that one of the best things? Man, doing your closet, it's a job.
Yeah.
You know, because it just gets real messy. You just got to let it get, you got to get everything out. But man, it's such a satisfying job.
Well, I'm going to tell you too, y'all, there's nothing like teaching school. And I'm just going to say that I know teachers complain a lot, and there are a lot of reasons to complain about. I don't want to minimize that. But the first year that I went and taught, that I was teaching school, I'd worked at the health department previously, and I had like, you know, 12 days off a year. I mean, I got weekends off and I got holidays, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I had 12 days off, vacation days. And so I can remember that first summer that I was home, and we'd been camping, and we came home, and I was just not panicking, but I was in this frenzy of trying to get everything washed, everything put away, everything dried out, everything, you know. And then all of a sudden it hit me. I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh my goodness. You're like,
I was like,
I don't have to get everything done on Sunday evening to reset from the fun of the.
Right.
That's a serious, I mean, there's nothing like it, which, you know, made me think about a little bit, like I was thinking about, so how it's easy. I mean, cause you're on a summer school year schedule, like you're on that, but like, I was thinking, like, how do you make summer feel like summer when you don't have kids at home anymore, you know, for yourself? And a lot of people work year round. So it's, but even if you do, even if your job is a regular year-round kind of job. But once the kids go, like still when you've got kids at home, you go into summer mode, right? You've got summer activities, or you've got summer, you know, just that kind of mode. And I was like, how do you, and some of that's hectic and all that, but it's also like really fun, you know, it's how do we keep making summer feel like that fun, different kind of a time of year. I don't know. I was thinking about that.
Well, you need to come back once I regain my energy, and that will just stop it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Clearly, I can go to Joni camp. I just need to go to Joni camp.
I don't want
to
work.
We don't have any good crafts. The crafts suck. She has no crafts for me. The skills are room rearranging, pool floating.
Yes.
Clearly Canadian sipping. You know, these are the, so far, these are our skills. What other skills, if we had Holly and Joni camp, what other skills?
We have cooking.
I watch you cook.
We have flower planting.
Oh.
Landscape architecture. We have landscape architecture here.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
We have
puppy skill. Do we have puppy skill with the one puppy?
A shadow skill.
We have one. We have walking. To the park. We walk to the park. We can walk.
We have tubing if you'll go.
No, I'm not doing that anymore. Boating. I'm not doing that anymore. Are you kidding me? I would break something.
Oh, it's fun.
No, I'll be on the boat and we'll pull you and let you get in the barrel of death or whatever that was. Yeah, but that's, we need grown-up camp.
This is the first summer that I've not had a kid here. I mean, in and out, even though, you know, John Garrett went to camp, JB was here. I mean, it just was, and this is the first time.
And even though, I mean, JB's a grown guy and he had a job, so it wasn't, like that same. So, but that's what I mean. It's like summer comes and we've gone our whole lives, you know, with our, as our childhood and school and everything is this school year summer schedule. And part of it's great to not be on that, like to not be bound to that. Cause like I'm finding, you know, again, I work from home and I do my own schedule. So it's very, I'm and I'm very blessed and I can do that. But like, it makes it so with the kids not being, I can travel when I want. I mean, really, like, and as you don't have kids' activities and high school things and sports games and all that kind of stuff, it that's the biggest thing is I find that, you know, if I want to go in the fall to go see you, I can go in the fall. If I want to go to, you know, wherever, I can go wherever. But still, when summer hits, it's like, I want it to feel summery.
Yeah, because I was in the pool today. I was laying there and I can't help but think back to, you know, every time I get in the pool to growing up and just tons of kids around and, mm-hmm. you know, and us swimming. And my friend Susan was always there and we'd play, you know, beauty shop. In the
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I miss that. And here's the other thing that I miss. I miss not having to worry about food. I mean, like, you know, the number of times that I would jump out of the pool and, hey, let's go get a snow cone. And now I'm like, I can't have all that corn syrup. Or I'd run up to the, you know. The
like a good old popsicle, though. We could still rock a good old healthy popsicle. There's got to be better ones now. Not the freezy, not that tube of flavor ice.
But weren't the tubes good?
They would like burn your... They would like burn your mouth because they were so flavored and sweet. Like, you know what I mean? It was like cold, artificial flavor.
So great. And then the flavor.
We like mainlined. We mainlined red dye, guys. We just put it right up in us. We didn't.
I did. I thought about that. Because I got out of the pool, you know, and those old habits or those old things, you know, you just get out of the pool and somebody.
Time for a popsicle.
Time for a popsicle.
You're Where's like, my popsicle?
I mean, I can't have sugar.
Again,
corn syrup or now listen, number 15.
I know, but now listen, this is a really good, you guys, it is a miracle that any of Gen X are even alive. It's just a miracle. But this is like a good example because now I'm sure, I mean, it's not my, but I'm sure I know there's like lots of healthier options. I mean, you can also be the super nerd and make your own and all that. And that's great. But like, I've seen like all the real fruit. You know, they've kind of got these better yogurt ones and fruit ones. And I'm like, you could get yourself a box of healthy popsicles.
Can, but now you have to think about it.
Oh, I know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I miss not having to think about it.
I know. True.
I mean, we would jump. We belong to this little private pool called Sun and Fun. We'd jump out of the pool at Sun and Fun. This is, you know, back before I was driving, we just walked up the hill to the drugstore and got a cold pop.
A cold pop.
A Coke in a glass bottle, and we'd stick peanuts down in it.
Yes, Lord.
We didn't have to worry about whether Coke was good for us or not. We just chugged it. And then when we had a car, then we were driving to Sonic, like getting loaded tots and all that stuff.
Good Lord. Yes, that's what I mean, though. Like the summer.
Don't worry about it.
I know we can't. I know. Okay, but we can't do exactly that, you know, but we could do that similar idea. Like it's summer and what could, like, I mean, I do, we like to go out to outdoor things. And if you don't think about them and plan them, like, I know that sounds really stupid and obvious. It's summer, be outside, but like going, take a picnic to Art Hill or going to Shakespeare in the Park and doing a little, having your little picnic stuff just ready. So you can quick grab it and quick go and giving yourself, like, now that it's light later, I do am willing to sometimes leave the house after 5 o'clock. So I have a whole half a day. I have a whole extra.
You're older than I am, I swear.
I have a whole quarter of a day now more. It's very exciting.
It's dark. I can't see in that.
It's not that I can't see. I can see fine. I can drive fine. I don't want to go out there. I want to be home in my jammies if it's dark. But now.
I love going out and just laying in the grass and looking up at the stars.
Oh my gosh.
We would go lay out on the tennis court and just look out. And I can't remember who said it. And I don't even remember how old I was, but I remember laying on that tennis court and looking up the stars, and somebody said, it's like living in a shoebox. And I was like, what? Yep. It's just like living in a shoebox, and somebody's poked holes. God's holes in the top, and the stars are all God's glory shining down.
No, it's not God's. It's just the air holes so we don't suffocate and die in our box.
Oh, well, that may be what somebody said to you, but what somebody said to me were the stars were the glory of God.
Okay. It was camp. They were being all spiritual. Mine, it was just, it's the shoebox holes. Like when you catch a frog and you keep them in a box so you don't die. Okay. I didn't know. What did I know? But yeah, so I don't know, I've just been thinking about like summer and just kind of, you know, how you can kind of, you know, even if you are, you have a outside the home job, like, you know, ways to kind of maybe change your schedule up a little bit. Like maybe you can, you know, sometimes nowadays I feel like schedules are more flexible and, you know, you just kind of change it up.
I mean, it's weird, especially because here it's all, I mean, the lake, the pool, everything is like, you know, big family thing. Mm-hmm. And I could go down to the lake. I could take a picnic to the lake, but it just feels odd to not have, you know, kids tubing, mm-hmm. and being, you know, walking around the fishing rods and walking around the, mm-hmm. you know, yep. the big mat that's floating on top of the pool and boys are wrestling. And
right. Cause let's be honest, half of it that they were entertainment. I mean, I know that, you know, we had to take care of them, but we laugh at our children as well. They were a good source of entertainment. So we don't know what to do now.
Enough. I mean, I went from being young enough to where I was doing all that to watching my kids do all that to, like you said, who should I do that?
Yeah, I don't
I
mean, know.
I remember that. That was a lot of fun, but
I remember
do that.
But I don't know that that's going to go well now. Yeah,
probably
no,
I need to start taking tours like my mother does now, Mother and Marianne.
Oh, for sure. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Sure. Yeah.
That is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
When can we join those trips, leave from the bank and go and do all that?
All we need is money.
Well, that's true. Dang it. Okay. Okay. Why you got to squash my joy? I don't appreciate it.
No.
I'm trying to think of this weekend. It was pretty here finally. It was sunny, 80 degrees. We finally got kind of back to the summer. So we ended up going to some friends, good friends of ours' house. They texted on Saturday morning and said, hey, we're thinking about doing getting seafood boil over here. Y'all want to come on Saturday night? We're like, yes, we would like to come. So we went and hung out over there. And Tim and then their two sons both live back in St. Louis now. And one of them got married anyway. So his wife was there. But anyway, so those boys done put away the crawfish and the shrimp and the crab and the sausage. So a good time was had. A good time was had. And I'm trying to think. Oh, I finally got two ferns for the front of my porch. So there you go. That's what I've done. I was going to power wash. I was going to do some actual work yesterday because then Saturday I don't know what else we did Saturday. We did something else. We did a couple things, but anyway, I was going to finish power washing my umbrella. You know, I started moving my patio umbrella the other day and it took forever and a day and I was going to finish it. But man, all of a sudden Sunday, I got hit with a headache. When you were talking about the weather, I got hit with a pressure headache, like out of nowhere. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I was exhausted when I got up. We went to church, but I've never been so tired. I was like, I don't know if I can make it through this service. Like I did a lot of closed eyes meditating. I was prayer. I was in deep, deep prayer.
I've been like that in church before, but then I think, I can't keep my eyes closed because I'm going to snore.
Oh, geez. I had to close my eyes. I was like, I can't keep my eyes open. And thank God it was church because at least that's like, you know, makes me look spiritual. But yeah, I don't know what the deal was. And anyway, got back home and thought, well, let me rest. I mean, I literally was like, I have to lay down. Tim's like, you want to go grab a sandwich? I'm like, no, I got to go lay down. Got in my chair, got my shit, you know, and read and what. Anyway, fell asleep for a little bit. But then I was like, oh, I'm going to get up. You know, I'll feel better and I'll get up in the afternoon. Got up, told Tim to go hook the thing up. And then 10 minutes later, I was like, don't bother hooking it up because I can't bend down. I can't do all that with this head. So I don't know. And you know what? We didn't have any rain or anything because I kept going, is something coming in? Is it like, and nothing. But he did say it got real humid out. So maybe there was something going on. I don't know.
I don't know, but I pressure washed as well.
Okay.
On Saturday. Mm-hmm. I had some activity on Saturday.
Did you know?
But I found something. It hurts my hands now.
You got to hold that thing the whole time.
It's hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, this is not good.
Yeah.
But I did. So I cleaned up out back like before all this rain forever, you know, before it rained and rained and rained and rained. Now everything's just saturated and it was muddy all over again. You know, anyway, I don't know. So I got all that cleaned up, got the flowers moved and all kinds. I did have an active day Saturday.
I was going to say, that's pretty good. That's good. That's a good amount of activity.
Sunday I did take a nap after baptism.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy, but we're having some a little bit better weather. So I did just get off the phone with Avery right before I got on here with you. She FaceTimed and she said, I know you've got to get ready for your, you know, she's so good. She's like, I know you're getting ready to do your podcast, but I just needed to vent. I just needed to trigger. I've been triggered. And I said, what happened, honey? And she said, well, I went to order some new bras. And I already right there, I was like, Lord, don't talk about the tale of my life. But anyway, in fact, I got two more that just came today from another brand. Anyway, but that wasn't really her. She wasn't complaining about the general issue of the bras. Otherwise, she's like, you know, it was just time. Okay. So she had looked and seen some and she saw the ones from Skims and she's like, I've heard really great things about them. And, you know, it's a good brand, you know, blah, blah, blah. Thought I'd try those. So she went to order them and she ended up ordering them. But she was like, Mom, she's like, I got in there and I put the two bras, you know, in my cart. And, you know, the total was like $87. And she's like, and that's fine. That's for two bras. That's what it is. You know, yeah. I mean, we don't know why they're that much. None of us understand this, but that's what they are. And so she was like getting ready to check out. And then there was a thing, it was like a code, you know, they pop up the thing and give you a code for 15% off. So she's like, if you give them your email, she's like, oh, well, I think I'm going to do that. Cause you know, she's balling on a budget
anyway for, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and right. You're signing up for their promotion, what, you know, their emails, but she's also like 15% off of almost 90, you know, $87, that's $13 or something. So, maybe it was 20%. I don't know what it was. Anyway, math. So she's like, so I get back, I do the thing, I get the code, I put it in, you know, all the whatever. And she's like, and I'm looking at it and at the total, she's like, it was like $86 something. It was like a dollar less. And she's like, I don't know what the heck. And I said, well, honey, because you no longer got the free shipping now that your whatever went down to whatever, you don't get the free shipping. She's like, I know. And then she's like, and one of the bras even showed up like $5 off by using that code. And so she ended up like a dollar less because she had to pay. And I said, I know. She's like, well, I got scammed, mama. And I said, I know. And I said, honey, let me tell you how it is. They don't lose money. I'm like, the house always wins. It's like a freaking casino. Yeah, they never gonna lose. So when you think you're getting some code, you ain't. You're still paying whatever, you know, for the most part. So she was she had a hard life lesson, lesson today.
Welcome to adulting.
I know. She was like, I went through all that, did all that. And she was like, it was a dollar less. And I don't know about math, but a dollar doesn't seem like 15% of 87. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not very good at the math, but I told her, I'm like, you didn't get the free shipping anymore because it was probably $80 was probably the free shipping. So by the time you took off that, and then she said they discounted one of them like five. I'm like, they get you, honey. So she's very upset. You might have to call her later and console her.
yes, I do. So I got to put in another cough drop. Sorry.
Good. Thank goodness. My word.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
You're a mess. Don't choke on it.
Last week we talked about the overdramatic meteorologist. Okay. With the what was it? The
gorilla hail.
The gorilla hail. And, you know, polar bombs. And
Arctic
and
blast. Yeah.
So I just read a thing and it was terrifying. Something has happened on the sun.
Oh, Lord. Don't talk about stuff happening to the sun.
I
don't want to hear it.
The whole solar, there's a solar, three big burst of solar flares unlike anything that we've seen directed. It is aimed straight at Earth and you're like, Los Angeles is going to burn. I mean, you know, you're like, what's going to happen?
Well, ENT, the electric grid's going to go out.
The electric grid's going to go out. I mean, you've got, so I'm reading all this going, scientists have definitely, you know, said this, this, and this. Then as it comes down to what we can expect, some of the southern states may be able to see the aurora borealis. What?
Yeah, the blazing sun blast. We might be able to see it. Go on your porches, guys. Get on your porches.
Another one that I read was a Virginia Tech Science Department has now confirmed that a giant tsunami.
Oh, boy. I'm scared of those.
Will hit the United States, taking out that will completely destroy all of the United States.
Oh, all of us. We're not even safe up here in Missouri, in the Midwest.
No, Tennessee. I was like, what? Anyway.
Okay.
As I kept reading it, it is between, it's out in the Pacific, and they think that it will hit before 2050.
Okay. No, absolutely not. It's not.
Hang on. Wait. Listen.
It's not started yet.
No.
Oh, okay.
It can. It can happen.
Gosh, of course, because there can be an earthquake in the ocean, and that's what does them.
Tsunami, you know, so the headline, it's going to wipe out all of the U.S. And I mean, so from what I'm reading, if this does happen, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for the West Coast. It's not going to take out, you know, the arch in St. Louis. I think we're okay, but it did. That was the headline.
Okay, because
giant tsunami will destroy the entire United States. Like, I would have to be a pretty large.
Again, we don't need that information right now, because there's nothing that Holly and Joni can do about that. So you little smarty pants sciencey people need to go figure out whatever needs to happen if that's going to really happen.
Well, but, understand, if a tsunami that large hits even the West Coast, I mean, there's nothing that they'll be able to do about it.
Well, no, you can't, like, build a giant wall. I mean, I guess you could.
No, but I don't know that they would even have time to evacuate. You know?
I can't. I just can't. I can't do it. I can't worry about it. I'm just going to be in my caftan saying, Lord, it's my time.
Here we go.
Lord, here I come.
Elizabeth,
this is the big one. The kids don't even understand what we're talking about. But that doesn't matter. We're not for them. Well, thanks for that. I love that little bit of doom and gloom. That's just great. That's just all I needed. You're so happy with yourself. Solar.
I mean, I'm just like the biggest event on the sun. You know, face of the sun that
and
we've
the thing
ever
is,
directed straight at Earth. Three giants.
Here's the thing. These yokos who are predicting this right now, we won't hear a beep from them in however many, how are we ever even going to know? Like, you know what I mean? If it doesn't happen, no one's even going to remember these people. But if it does, by chance, they can be like, oh, see? And it's like, no, you're just, you need to go do something else. I don't know what, but this is not for you. So we're going to ignore it. We are going to pretend like it's not happening. And just eat popsicles.
Right.
All right.
Number 15.
We're going to get that red dye and just, again, we mainlined it, you guys. So another thing I was thinking of, because I am in summer mode, and I was like, okay, so now's the time, if you haven't already, of course, it's even, you know, it's already June. We're beginning of June here. Some of you, I'm sure, have already done this, but just to kind of think about getting our houses ready for summer, right? We're gonna think about it to whatever level we want to think about it. We're not gonna put demands on ourselves that we don't want to do, but if we want to think about getting our homes ready a little bit, there was a couple of things that I was thinking about, kind of main areas that are thoughts, like if I had to do the minimum, especially if I had kids, but even now, it's not just kids, but even now. So like the one thing that I always do every season is change out my mudroom or your back door, you know, whatever it is, wherever that area is that everyone's going in and out and blah, 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 blah. So we have a little mudroom to the driveway in the backyard. So like, you know, a few weeks back, it's time to change it out. Get the wood rack out of there, get the winter coats out of there, get the hats and gloves out of there, move the boot, you know, and then you're going to start putting the stuff in there that you're going to need for the summer that people are going to want to have access to. So, you know, you've got your towels, maybe even if you don't have a pool, like I take a towel and go put it on my chair outside, or if you're going somewhere and you want something to sit on. So, you know, cute towels, maybe your little picnic blanket or beach blanket, you know, bug spray and a thing, some sunscreen, maybe some hats on the hook, you know, just kind of like I keep a little basket. You know, it's that cute black straw bag. You and I got twin bags years ago in Savannah. You remember they were like straw, like yours is tan and the rope pan, and then mine is like a black straw. Anyway, I still love that bag. Anyway, I keep that on a hook in the mudroom. So even when I just go out into the yard, like I can throw my computer in it. I can throw my lip gloss, my pen, my journal, you know, I can just throw everything in it and tote it out there. So I like to keep that and a little hat on a hook. So it's a good time to just kind of switch things out like that. Maybe it's in your basement or wherever people come and go. You know, then throughout your house as much as you want to do, but always, you know, the easy thing to do is just change out your throws, get some lighter weight, you know, lighter colored, kind of lighter woven throws around for your couches and stuff like that. Kind of an easy way to change the color and the texture. Of course, you can do your pillow shams and all that too, but I like to do the throws, and that's pretty much all I do. Then the other thing I thought of was just kind of like having the summer drink essentials on hand. So whatever that is to you, and again, keep it simple, you know, do as much or as little as you want, but like, you know, I'm just thinking
syrup and red dye 50.
You're going to have your red syrup. You're going to have some red Kool-Aid. Got to have some Kool-Aid, some Tang, whatever you need to have. But like, you know, I have a whole drawer in my, this is year round though, cause I have a problem, but in my fridge, that's all my lemons and my limes. So your lemons, your limes, your mint, you know, if you have your mint plant going and stuff, like those are just things you can add into drinks. You like certain kind of flavored sparkling water that you can add to stuff and do it, whatever, you know, liquors you want or anything like that. But even just just regular kind of your little beverage essentials, ready to go. Next one is, this one I really like. I like them all, but is to just get your outdoor dining essentials ready. Because if you like to eat outside, which again, as long as the only problem with this is that the mosquitoes, so figure that out how you will. But I like to get all my, especially when the kids were, you know, here, because we would eat outside even, I feel like, a lot more. So whatever, your plastic plates all ready to go in an area, your plastic cups, you know, maybe it's a big container to put ice in and stick sodas in. I mean, you know, you can do as much to that level you want, but even just thinking about like your family eating outside, like it's not always just about entertaining, but like your family, or then, you know, people are in town or someone comes over and you've got all your plates and everything, you've got a tablecloth.
I got one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Your ice cream freezer cleaned up.
Get your ice
storage and get it cleaned up.
That's a good one for your healthy popsicles and your ice cream. What if you just stock that? See, that's the thing. When you become a Grammy, you're going to stock a little freezer full of popsicles, and them kids are just going to run and get popsicles whenever they want.
I already do that because my husband has
an ice cream problem. He does. But that's a great idea. Yeah. Get your little ice cream freezer ready or whatever. Get your tablecloth.
I'm talking about for homemade ice cream.
Your ice cream maker. You said ice cream freezer.
Well, that's what it is. I
mean, your ice cream maker. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Get that ready. Get that all ready to go. Get your little rock salt you need. Get whatever. Mm-hmm. So that whenever, because the thing is that what I have learned in my many years on this earth is if stuff is easily accessible, easily to use, you'll do it. Yeah. You'll do it more. If it's still packed away and in the basement, you have to go find it and you have to go figure everything out, it's just like a pain in the rear. So
If just, I've got to dig around in the back of the cabinet, I'm not pulling it out.
Yeah. And that's why, so get out your s'mores making stuff, you know, because that's all through fall. Like, you know, you're ready to, your s'mores stuff, your little sticks for hot dog, you know, whatever it is that just kind of makes that really easy that you can just kind of grab them, a little caddy or even just a basket with a handle that when it's time to eat dinner outside, you put the salt and pepper, you put the condiments in that, you put your, you know, the silverware gets thrown in that, you know, so you just can carry that outside and then all your stuff is outside, your napkins, you know, all that kind of stuff, things to cover, you know, maybe get a few things, screens to cover food if you, you know, fly, but just kind of, if you have it ahead, it'll feel so much better to just be like, oh, we can just grab this.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. And then the, thing for inside is of course, just to go ahead and transition your fireplaces. If you haven't already done that, and again, I'm late to the game right now. Mine still currently has ashes sitting in it. So I'll just tell you that right now. But in fairness, we had fires pretty late too, but, so go ahead and get your fireplaces cleaned out and all that. But instead of just leaving them empty, like I like to, I take the door, like the screen away. I take all the tools away. I put all that away. And then I usually do just some really pretty white candle lanterns in there. I bought some really big ones. I sprayed them white. The one wasn't white, but I wanted white. So I sprayed it. Paint is your friend. you could do a light blue or whatever you like, but a light colored 3 or 4 little, you know, lanterns with candles. You could do pretend candles if you on a timer. Again, if you have kid issues or pet issues, I like the real, because again, when you're in there and when it does get like rainy or cold, you know, it's not just a black hole in your, it makes it cozy, just like a fire does. Even just those 3 candles, you just go, oh, that feels good. If you don't want to do that, another thing that I've seen that's really cute is, again, if you have the door off and all that, is you can just get a big basket or a pot or something and get a big, nice fern and just kind of wedge it in there, you know, and it just fills it and it's pretty and it's something green and easy peasy. Then the last thing, this is a really good tip for kids, if you have kids. And I'm going to read this. This is from The Nester, Michael Lynn Smith, out of one of my favorite books, which if you all don't have it, Welcome Home. She has a couple different books, but, and they're all great. Welcome Home is one that goes through the seasons and really talks about a lot of this stuff, like great ideas, great thoughts for each season and some of the celebrations. Anyway, so do I have my glasses? No, that's okay. So this is just a little tip because again, when people are coming home, when all of a sudden you've got 3 people back in your house that haven't been in your house for the summer. And then you've got even, you could even extend this obviously with friends and stuff. That could be a situation too. The cups, you guys, the cups in our houses, they're just everywhere. They're on the counter. They're in the sink. People use them once. Now my kids, I've trained them pretty good starting out where I'm like, you get out a cup for that day. And that's just, that's kind of your cup, right? Even when they were little, they each had a color, you know, cup and dust. So they kind of got used to it. And now they laugh because they come home. And if they set a cup down, Tim gets on this tear and he goes through and he just wants to clean everything up. And he puts all their cups in the dishwasher every time they turn around.
Your plate from in front of you.
Every time they turn around, he's just, it's gone. And that's just like, Dad. But anyway, here's a little idea. This is right out of her book. It says, create Cup Central. Every summer, about 2 weeks after our 3 boys were home, I'd start to wonder why my sink was full of used cups and glasses. It turns out each cup was used for 2 sips of lemonade, then thrown into the sink. 45 minutes later, the same thing happened again with a fresh cup all day, every day, times 3 boys. To stop the madness, I bought glasses in different styles that I loved, or you can just do colors, whatever you want. 1 style for each boy, and 2 glasses in that style per boy. I set out a pretty wooden dish rack on a pretty dish towel next to the sink. I let the boys know which style belonged to them and that these were their only glasses they were allowed to use. They could rinse out their cups and let them hang out on the dish rack until they got thirsty again. This solved our problems and made me suddenly rich and thin. Or at least it helped with the sink of cups. So anyway, that's just a little, you know, there's a million ways you can do it, but that's kind of a, you know, if you've got the room or a spot, just, you know, if you just put out a little dish rack, maybe again, one that's cute, just because if you're going to look at it all summer and it's just little, doesn't even have to be that big, and a little on a little mat or whatever. And you just go use your cup, rinse it real quick, stick it in there. That's your cup. And I thought, that's a great idea. So I wanted to share it with you.
I'm so glad. And that's exactly.
Are you going to make Ron have a cup? There's a rack and it's just one kind of cup.
No, but we were talking about, so everybody, Ron said, who else coming for the 4th of July? I said, well, all of our kids, all of the Broyles, mm-hmm. And the Woodwards. And he went, who are the Woodwards? I said, Avery and Joey. He went,
I know.
Oh yeah.
They're,
yeah.
I guess they're just kind of considered Broyles, but you're right. Yes, they're I got you.
And I said, the Vonderbriggies. And he went, the Vonderbriggie. I said, oh no, Linda's coming too. And he started counting on his finger. Uh-huh. He looked like a toddler. And he went, doot, doot. He went, that's 14. How are we going to have 14 people in this house? And I said, well, I'm trying to figure that out right now.
We're figuring it out. Don't worry about it.
Figuring it out. And then he said, how are we going to feed 14 people?
Well, you're not by yourself.
Oh, we're all going to do this. And I said, and we will be using paper plates.
Absolutely.
We will be using solo cups.
Absolutely.
We will write. There will be a Sharpie marker.
Yep.
And they will write their name.
Yes. For an event like that. Yeah. For something where you have, even if it's like a big pool party or a big group of friends, you got to pivot strategies real quick and go to the paper stuff and absolutely get yourself a big trash can, you know, invest in a nice trash can for outside and just call it a day. Cause you're right. That's the last thing you want to do is be sitting there doing, you know, dishes and cleaning up. So the easier you can make it for everybody, the better it is for you. So I love that. I'm excited. Well, I can all bring that stuff too. That's something easily I can bring paper cups and all that. So
that is no big deal. No, it just is, you know, Ron, you know how he is. Doing what? Get these people out of my house. What?
What? Doesn't he know he's camping in a tent in the backyard?
Yeah, no.
Surprise!
And I said, well, Holly's, we're going to put Linda in the guest room. Holly's going to sleep with me. He went, wait, I thought y'all were joking about that. And I
said, why would he think that's a joke?
I don't know.
What in the past experience would lead him to think that we were joking?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Oh, Hudson just sent me another fish picture. Man, this boy is catching the fish. Awesome. Oh, he a big one. I don't know if you could see it.
Oh, he's got a good one.
He's got a good old fish. Oh, he's so cute. That's hilarious. Ron, it'll be okay.
So while I'm sitting here crashed out doing nothing, I did get a message from Caleb that a man in their church had invited them to go see the Chattanooga Lookouts.
Which was so nice.
And to sit in his box. So Caleb's sending me, you know, pictures and I'm slumming it here. And he's in like, you know.
They're in a box at the air conditioned box at the ball game.
Yeah, it was very nice.
They had a great time. Hudson really enjoyed it. He is, and I see now the pieces are coming together, but Avery said, we had our family FaceTime call last night, and she said, Hudson is in his old man era. She said, he is in his old man era. He's into baseball, which he's never really been, but he's into baseball. He likes to listen to the Cardinals on the radio, you know, he likes to listen to it on the radio. He's been fishing. There was something else old Manny that he did. Well, and we were just like,
their church is old man church.
Caleb was
born an old man.
Well, I didn't know Hudson was, but apparently maybe he is too. There was something else he did that was old man-ish, but it was so funny. And we were like, well, okay. I guess that's how it is. But I love it. Cause you know what? You know what those are? Those are the simple pleasures.
That's exactly right.
Those are simple things that you can do.
And I, think, I think camp helps with that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and frankly, Holly, I think we've kind of raised our kids to love those, the simple things in life.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, because I love them. I really do. And you do too. Like we, you know.
Sitting on the front porch, sitting on the porch, listening to the Cardinals on the radio.
Yep.
Sitting, I mean, those are all the, and somebody posted something on Facebook the other day and it was a picture of, you know, three teenagers sitting on the porch. And they said, this was us in the 80s. All we needed was a porch, a few friends and a good beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they're sitting there with their bottle Cokes and they're just sitting back. And nowhere to be. And that was it. I thought, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So I thought that was great. They got to go to that game. That was pretty fun. He was like, it was really cool. And it's so he just really enjoyed it. Also, just because he's like, you know, when you're a minor league, he was like, these guys were pretty good. I'm like, well, honey, they've been drafted onto right. these teams. They're not, he's like, oh, you need to understand. I said, so who are they minor league for? And it's Cincinnati. He didn't know that. Cincinnati Reds is the team that they're anyway. And it's just a smaller scale, you know, it's easier to get in and out.
Right.
It's easy to park. It's easy to get around the stadium. You know, it's just, I've heard that those minor league games are just like the cities that have those teams really enjoy them. Because it's a fun experience, an easier experience than like the bigger stadiums. So,
yeah,
that's so cool. Well, what else do you have? Are you ready for your recipe?
I have nothing else to say.
Okay. You guys, she looked at me like, I have nothing else.
Zero. There is zero going on. In my matter of fact, I will tell you that when Thirsty came, I texted the people who were closest to me and said, hey, I'm turning my phone off.
She did, y'all.
Anything.
Like, in case you don't reach me, I'm not dead. She's like, if you need something bad, call Ron. I'm like, okay.
Here's the deal. As soon as school gets out, it is, oh, Joni's free. She can do it. No, I can't. I am a dead
man. You're
not
free. You're scheduling rest and relaxation. You are not free.
I did. I turned my phone off.
Very good.
So,
anyway, very, very good.
Rejoined the land of the living, and okay. I made something the other night. Did I take a picture of it? No, I did not.
Well, we can't. We can't do it all.
I know.
We just can't do it.
Here is my recipe.
Okay.
It's Osso buco.
Okay.
So it is with veal shanks and really it's a glorified roast beef.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
But I'm not sure that mine were veal. We buy half a cow from our friend, Whitash every year. So I don't know the age of this cow that we buy, but they were definitely beef shanks. So you are going to take 4 8-ounce veal shanks. Now I had 2 16-ounce. Hang on, I cannot even speak.
You guys.
Yes. Never mind. I had two 16-ounce because I had 2 pounds of beef. So I did put mine longer than what the recipe said.
Okay.
So I'll tell you this. But anyway, just like you're going to do a roast beef, you take flour and mix it with salt and pepper, and then you are going to dredge your beef shank in that real good. And then you need to put some olive oil in the bottom of the pan and get a nice sear on all sides of it. And that was one thing when I'm reading about this, it's an Italian dish. They say that sear is very important on these things.
Okay.
I had a big Dutch oven that I did it in. And anyway, took that. Then once they're seared, take those out of the olive oil. And you need a peeled and diced large, I used a sweet onion. The recipe called for a yellow onion, but I did a sweet onion. A large, you know, peeled, diced carrot, 2 peeled and large diced celery stalks, 6 to 8 garlic cloves. I used 8 garlic cloves. You just throw them in whole.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
You're just throwing them in whole. And so then you saute all of your, you know, just throw those into your olive oil, beef fat that was left, and you're going to saute all that until it starts to turn brown. And then you take 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, cook that in there for about 5 minutes, add 3 cups of roughly chopped fresh tomatoes.
Oh, yum.
Yep, let that cook. And then you want 2 cups of dry red wine, 4 cups of beef stock, and add 2 bay leaves, a bunch of Italian parsley, not chopped, just throw it in there whole.
Ooh, I like, yeah, that's awesome.
And about 25 fresh thyme sprigs and coarse salt and cracked pepper.
Okay. I bet it smells amazing cooking this thing up.
Oh, honey, yeah.
It's got to smell really good.
Mix all that up, and then you're going to put your beef shanks back in there. And it's got the bone. I mean, that's the thing with the beef shanks, because you want that marrow to really get
it
in there.
It flavors it a lot better, yeah.
And so you're going to submerge that into all your liquid, put your top back on your Dutch oven, and stick it in the oven. And the key, you cannot hurry this. It is
slow.
Slow cook. The recipe said for 2.5 hours on 325.
Yeah, pretty low heat. Yeah.
Mine were so thick. I actually put them in there on 300 and let them cook for 5 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would rather do it lower, longer.
Longer, yeah.
Then, because just the flavors are just going to get the tender. It's just going to...
Y'all, it smelled my entire house.
I can smell it right now.
Fantastic. I did. And then you have I'm going to screw this up, a gremolata.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you what that is, too. But you serve that on top. I just did some roasted potatoes with it. What it really needed was a pasta. And the next night, from just the sauce that was left, I cooked pasta, poured the sauce over it, and then the gremolata put on top of it. It is so fresh, and it was fantastic.
That sounds really, and I do bet, though, if you wanted to, I mean, there's not really a point, but if you're not going to be home or something, you could do this in a slow cooker. If you seared it, if you did all that first part, you know, you still have to use a pot, but because you got to get it seared, and then it would be better to saute and do all your stuff in that pan to get all that. But then you could transfer it to a slow cooker and turn it on, and
it's going to do the same.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I love that. That sounds great.
Here's your gremolata. It's just a bunch of finely minced, fresh, flat leaf parsley, a zest of 1 large lemon, and 1 finely minced garlic clove. Mix that up. I just covered it, stuck it in the refrigerator until we were
ready. Did you put oil in it, or is it just the fresh?
Yep. Oh, that's it. Just fresh.
Okay.
No oil, nothing.
Okay. That just cuts that good acidic with the lemon and the parsley and the you know, like that freshness on top of that rich flavor to that meat just like pops it out. Ooh, that sounds really good. Ooh, that's a super good one.
Yeah, nice. Good.
Nice.
Especially since all I've been doing lately is factors.
I know, you know.
But I actually cooked for Ron Saturday night.
You did. So. That was, it's a week. Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes you feel like it when you don't have to all the time. It does, when you do have the factors and things to, you know, use now, it's like, then when you do, it does feel a little bit better because you're like, okay, I kind of want to. Okay. Right. It is your week for top three.
Top three
is... Okay, so you brought this one up already, is the Outshine Coconut Popsicles.
Oh, okay.
And they're just that fresh fruit.
I love coconut fruit. So much. Yeah. I'm writing that down.
Fresh Outshine Coconut Popsicles.
Okay. Yeah, that's my ideal, just a coconut with the chunks of coconut in it, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so the other is a Luca and Danny Jewelry. I saw these on Instagram, and they have all kinds of their beads. They're handmade.
Oh, pretty!
They've got different things for different seasons. But let me warn you, they're handmade. It takes a while. Don't order a 4th of July something.
Okay.
At the the middle of June and expect it to get.
Gotcha. No, that makes sense. But
really, really, really good. Good jewelry.
They do like necklaces and bracelets, or do they do earrings or
bracelets are their main thing, but they've got earrings, they've got necklaces.
I was going to say a bracelet. I'm a bracelet girl. So,
yep.
Okay.
My next one is just the excitement of camp. I mean, I'm looking at all the Ridgecrest and Crest
I know
post on Facebook, you know, and the counselors are there.
They're so excited. You know, that's so exciting.
Yeah. And it's just, for me, it's just very nostalgic and just, you know, it's just, it's what we do in summer. This is where I should be.
And again, they're just at the beginning. They've gone through all this training. They've been there for about a week and they just got all their cabin assignments. So at least at this camp, everywhere is different, but, you know, so they just got their tribe or whatever they're called now, village.
Villages are at Crest Ridge.
Right. But I don't know what they call them at the
tribes. Anyway. We still have tribes.
They just got all those assignments in their cabin. So it's like, now you're meeting your tight knit, you know, kind of crew that you're going to be doing a lot with and their little faces. It's so cute. But then look at them and check back with them in about 5 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
They're still going strong, but.
So Ashlyn, John Garrett's girlfriend, got her assignment. She's going to be with the high school age group.
Oh, nice. Nice. Is that what she wanted?
Loves. Yeah, that's what she loves. Nice. And, but I did get in contact with our friends, Brett and Denise Eubank. And their daughter is going to be in the high school group at Crest Ridge. So I sent Ashlyn a message and said, you know, hey, look for this girl, send her the picture. And, you know, and told her, I said, told her how I knew her parents. And I said, if her dad comes, if you meet her dad, you must yell at the top of your lungs.
Yeah.
Bwet.
Hey, Bwet.
Hey, Bwet.
Hey, Mr. Bwet. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. He's wet.
Anyway, so hopefully they'll connect.
That is great. I'm sure they'll be in the same village. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll at least get to connect somehow if she's looking for her. That's great. Melly posted pictures of her son at the camp he's at. I won't say because it's no one else's business for me to say across the whole world, but she did post it. But I was flipping through those pictures and there was one of him laying on his bed in the cabin. Did you see these with the wood?
Yes, I did.
And I commented, I said, is it weird that I can smell exactly what that cabin smells like? And not bad, but like I saw the wood shelves and an old wood cabinet. And I was like, I can smell what that smells like.
And it's a mixture of like wood and dirt and fresh air. You know, I mean, it's just
that wood. When I saw that picture, I was like, all those just, you know, it's just a 2x4s and an old kind of a cabinet in the wood floor. I'm like, I can just smell what that cabin. Just need you to know, I can smell it. And I do want a candle made that smells like that, please. Yes. Somebody get on it. We could do a whole camp candle series.
We could.
We could have cabin. We could have your cabin, cozy cabin. Uh-huh. We could have bug juice, and that could just be like fruity red. Again, more with the red dye. What?
You could have s'mores.
We could have campfire, of course, s'mores. But we need to custom, like they got to be really good. Could we have Shoal Creek?
Yes.
No, that had cow poop in it. We don't need that one.
Well,
mud and cow poop. We had a little bit of leech.
Okay,
a little bit of leeches in there. Oh, the corral. Yes.
Yep.
We might need to do this. It would just make me so happy. Oh, man. I'm trying to think what else. But those are that could be real fresh and nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The counselor barn. Ew, I hated that smell, that place. Just do wood. It's a wood, just like a little shack. What are those little, I don't know, little shack you buy at the Home Depot with a wood floor that's just had stuff spilled on it. It's just like, to me, it's like Freezy Pops exploded and spilled. It was always sticky. It always smelled terrible. Then everyone kept their food in there.
That's poop.
Raccoon dropping.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No. No, with a candle, counselor barn candle. Okay. I'm telling you, I'd sell a million of them. Well, I'd sell 10. I think I could count on a solid 20. All right. I'm going to let you go because you have a closet to finish. You're about to kick its butt.
Okay.
Don't look at, you looked sad when I said, you guys, she just looked up like,
yep. Yep.
You can do it.
So. I'm going to finish it.
You are. So, okay, guys, we are so glad to have spent this time with you. We're so glad we had this time together. We really are. And we hope you're having a great week and that you're just getting ready to welcome all the fun of summer and the projects and all that good stuff. So we will talk to you again. Same time, same place next week. But until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Petch.
We're so glad we had this time together. All I can see is Tim and Willis and all of them singing that to those poor campers as they were leaving, who are tearing, who are crying. We had like weeping.
And those idiots are laughing.
Those idiots are over there singing. Bye. Gosh. All right. I am going to let you go. All right.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Ah.